Open your Bibles to Jeremiah. Chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. Then I have a testimony I want to read to you because it fits the message or the dimension that we're going in tonight. It's apostolic and prophetic teaching still on health, but it's in an area that in 50 years I never heard, never seen, never read nothing about it. And I thank God is putting us in areas that would have been a failure, but by having the wisdom and the knowledge, you're going to be able to walk through it. In Jeremiah 33, verse 6, he said, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure." You see that?
Yes, sir.
Then he said, he repeated himself, "And I will cure them." You know what cure means, right?
Yes.
Then he goes on to say, not only cure them, but it works by revelation.
Yes.
It works by revelation. He said, you know, he said, "I'll cure them and will reveal." You may want to underline that word because when sickness and disease attack your body, you need a revelation from God. Reveal to you what to do, what not to do, who to listen to and who not to listen to.
Yes, sir.
You need that. You can't, in the spirit, you cannot be drugged or dragged somewhere. To protect yourself spiritually, you have to maintain contact with God, with the Holy Spirit, and not be afraid to take what they say above somebody else. Y'all ain't giving much amen on that. We've been improperly trained about help in the body of Christ. Matter of fact, we ain't been trained much at all. And so, as it was said in the street, we're behind the eight ball. We got to know how to put it in, shoot it in the pocket. That's the only way you're going to win. So you see here that he said, "I will bring it health and cure," not just health. See, because I know sometimes sickness is going to come, but I'm not going to bring an effort. I'm going to cure you.
Yes.
See, he said cure. Now, nobody else can say that. The medical field, the pharmaceutical, none of them, they say they're trying to help you, but they can't say, "I'm going to cure you." All right? And he said cure twice. And then he talked about reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. See, we need to get this seller. I said we need to get this seller.
Yes.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of sickness and disease out there, but we need to get this seller that we can trust God in the midst of anything that comes up. All right? And then he said in the seventh verse, "And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and will build them as at the first." Now, he's talking about different ways, different scenarios they've gotten themselves in. But I relatively, as I talk on health, there's a captivity. You follow what I'm saying? I've been through it, you've been through it, some type of captivity with your health. And tonight you're going to see a spiritual truth that's going to invade Satan's kingdom. A hold he've had a long time on God-fearing, God-loving people, but he's been giving them a substitute. Because he really never wanted to see the real way or the real thing.
Yes, sir.
All right? So he said, "And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and will build them as at the first." The word captivity is used twice there. You see it?
Yes,
captivity. And I wonder, one of our greatest captivities in the body of Christ is sickness and disease. We think you get a certain age, you're supposed to have something. That's not biblical. It's according to Psalm 103. He give us five benefits that satisfy us with a long life. Put that down, Psalm 103, 1, 2, 3, and you can't read that too much. And you can't read the 91st Psalm. You ought to read it every day. He keeps saying, I will, I will, I will, I will. You let me? If you let me, I will. Now listen to what I said. If you let me, I will. If you let me, I will. If you let me, I will. And you cannot let God do things if you're not instructed properly. All right, let me try to finish reading. Verse 8 says, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Now, that word iniquity is a sickness invitation. Sin. Sin. You can't live in sin and expect to be healthy. Church don't want to talk about sin. Well, you got to live right. All right. Whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities. So we got iniquities got to be dealt with. Whereby they have sinned, whereby they have transgressed against me. Let's see, we'll go to the ninth verse. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. That's a good text. And I want you to remain standing. I'm going to read this letter. Now, I got some words on here. I'm going to chop them up, but I'm going to read them anyway. Now, I want to drown you before we stop swimming. In the spirit realm, you will get drowned tonight, and you're going to have to know how to swim. Your faith will have to swim tonight. Your faith not going to be able to stay on the surface. When I heard this, I was praying. When I heard this, God, you to tell me a subject, and he gave me 12 points, 10 or 12 points right behind it. And then the scriptures just come up. I don't have to be looking. The scriptures just come up. It's already in me. You never heard this before. You got almost 1,000 people online. You never heard it before. So I want you to record it. Love, the supernatural medicine for health. Now this is the apostolic and it's prophetic. You're not going to hear this in a normal setting. Love, the soup, and many of y'all going to get healed. You've been turning to everything else, but you're going to turn, and you know John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If he can give me everlasting life because of his love, why can't that love heal my body? So when he told me that, he said, love, the supernatural medicine for health. And he told me, a divine, apostolic, and prophetic prescription for your health. A divine, apostolic, and prophetic. That's why we haven't had it. Because you got to step out the denomination. You got to step out in the spirit and don't need a second emotion. Nobody checks your sermon out but God. And then trust God enough to help you get it over to his people to move into another realm. I'm healed and I'm healthy. Because God loved me. Yes. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, I say it. I'm healed and I'm healthy because God loved me. And nothing can stop God's love. But love as a medicine, it's amazing. All right, let me read something else to you. A divine, apostolic, prophetic prescription for your health you have never heard before. Love must be the governing principle of all spiritual manifestation. Yes, sir. Love must be the governing principle of all spiritual manifestations. Love, the motivation of the whole spiritual world. Yes, sir. other words, love runs the whole spiritual world. It runs the gifts of the Spirit. Let me show you a scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 14. Show you something else. Show you something else. After talking about the gifts of the Spirit and all the manifestation, then he came to the point where he revealed to us, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. More excellent way than the word of wisdom?
Yes.
I'm going to show you a more excellent way than miracle.
Yes.
And sign and woman. Just turn there with me. I want to read that. We'll sit down in a few minutes, but I'll read this letter. Young lady, I think she remembered the church. I'm not calling her name. But it's perfect for this. Because sometimes when you get a message like I got here now, I need confirmation. And when I came in, the letter was on my desk. I said, there it is right there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, after telling about all the gifts of the Spirit, Paul said, I want to shift you into a deeper walk with God, a deeper move in the Spirit. So the 40th verse, he told us about the nine manifestations of gifts and how they work. And then he wanted to tell us it's the 13th chapter, I think it is. Wait a minute, I'll get it. It's the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians 12:31. After telling about all those magnificent moves of the Spirit, but covers honestly the best gifts. He talked about the gift. Now look what he says at the end of that 31st verse. What he says. Now y'all got to stop reading the Bible like a comic book. Come on, save us some gum. What the last part of verse 31 says? Are you about to show you a more excellent way? The more excellent way of anything in the spirit world is love.
Come on.
And the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
All right. Now let me read this letter and we'll start flowing. Dear Apostle, thank you for the lesson on healing you taught last Wednesday, June the 12th. In early May, after experiencing increased discomfort after eating, gallstones were discovered through a CT scan resulting from an inflamed gallbladder. The test also showed a cyst on each kidney. An upper GI scope revealed a hiatal hernia, and the doctor performed a balloon procedure to offer me some relief from the pressure in my esophagus. Upon receiving the test, now watch what happened. Won't you watch what happened? You can't get scared and not listen to God. Upon receiving the test result, I inquired of the Lord, and he instructed me to decline the surgery to remove the gallbladder and to purchase a dietary supplement to support the gallbladder. I was confident my healing would be the work of the Father, but for some reason, I was delaying the healing. I believe was mine to a future event. Your message was impactful because it corrected my thinking and action, which allowed me to quickly experience the progressive manifestation of healing in each area of concern. If I had not trusted the leading of the Holy Spirit to decline the surgery, I would have missed the spiritual origin of these illnesses. During my daily devotion, the Lord showed me how I opened the door to sickness by violating his law. The gallbladder, gallstone, a result of bitterness. Deuteronomy 32, get write it down. So you want to get out that bitterness. And ill-gotten riches, Job 20, 14 to 20. Over 10 years ago, I was in strife with a neighbor and legally purchased the property he resided on and envied him off of it. My action of revenge and retaliation opened this door. Cyst on kidney, A result of dehydration, mainly due to a lot of fasting in the physical, I was illegally using fasting to attempt to make God perform for me rather than being led by the Spirit to fast. God has shown me that a supernatural grace comes upon your body when the Spirit calls you to fast. Fasting outside of that grace opened this door. You just can't make it happen. You have to listen to the Spirit. And then it's H-I-T-L hernia, a result of stressful living through doubt, worry, and unbelief. I now realize my faith was not in God, but in the results I desired to see. Y'all listen? I was using the mechanics of Scripture, speeding my will to build a faulty life instead of submitting solely to the will of God with a willing heart to fulfill His plan, purpose, and will for my life. Not fully trusting God as my soul's deliverer and sustainer. Open this door. Because I repented of my sin, came to God on behalf of His word, Jeremiah 1:12, and prayed in faith, I am healed. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. Thank you for labor in the word of God. Teach us relational truth and for being an example of a heart sold out to God. Amen. A lot of things that be on the tape, a lot of things. I didn't call her name. And she had a night. You see all the things she found out?
Yes, sir.
We better catch a hold of them stuff.
Yes, sir.
Because see, we're trying to use the word, but a lot of time our hearts and not in play. We're not doing what we'll do. So you need to listen to it over and over again. You may be seated. Love the supernatural medicine for help. Now I'm going to read an introduction to you because I want you to know what that means. Love. We're talking about love, right?
Yes,
sir. It flows with all the ingredients of the Spirit within it.
Yes, sir.
In other words, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, faith, grace, all of it has to flow in love. Love contains all of them. Right? Love is the highest dimension in the spirit world. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Since all the ingredients of the Spirit is within love, therefore it cannot fail no matter what the case might be. That's your case right there. You start placing that medicine of love and not buying your neighbor land. That's what she said, buying your neighbor land just to put them off of that. There is no satanic force that can shut the power of love off.
Come on.
We're looking for 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to look there and say, love never failing. Now, man in the natural will be able to see this or activate this prophetic gift. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Releasing supernatural love is the priority of all spiritual gifts. It's higher than the word of wisdom. It's higher than the gifts of healing. Love is the highest. Y'all listening online. Y'all about to make some high spiritual move. There's some emptying going to have to be done. The little thing that Satan have sent to irritate you to get you out of love in disguise. Get you out of love in disguise. Because your physical person or your soul think you right. Talking about, I got to protect myself. But that was Satan setting you up. Your healing was headed your way. And you said something stupid. Because Satan sent that person to mess you up. Y'all know better than that. Tell the point that y'all know better than that. Right now.
All right.
Now, man in the natural will not be able to see this or activate it, this prophetic gift. Releasing supernatural love, again, I repeat it, the priority of all spiritual gifts. I'm going to start giving you principles in a few moments. The most excellent way in the spirit realm is love. What I say?
The most excellent way in the spirit
is love. It's Bible, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you ready to tap into this new realm of health?
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Come to church on a Wednesday night and get in touch with a new realm of health called love, and love become the medicine of my body. So every time somebody's trying to cross me up now, I say, oh, no, you're not. You're trying to put sickness on me. Here we go. Hold on to your faith. What happens when you get love on the operating table? Now, the operating table is not a regular operating table. It's in 23rd Psalm. I prepare a table for you. That's the table. When you're dealing with something, get on that table and tell God, operate. You never heard that before, have you? No. get on that table. You got a right to get on that table. He said he prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. One of my greatest enemies is sickness and disease. So I'm getting on the table. I'm going to tell God, you operate. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, there is no impossible case. That means we all go free tonight. There is no impossible case. In other words, I don't care what kind of facts you got. I don't care what kind of report you got. Your case is not impossible when you take the medicine of love. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I don't care how many in your family dealt with it. They didn't have this revelation. You're getting a revelation tonight. Are you hearing me? We all go free tonight. We're tearing the roof off so we can get to Jesus and stop being blocked by the crowd. Mm-hmm. Crowd don't know. I'm getting on help operating table of God now, knowing the outcome. Look with me at a few scriptures. Matthew 22:37. Put it on board for me, Matthew 22:37, because I got a good minute to go, and I'm trying to get to my first principle. Love, the motivation of the whole spiritual world, Jesus. Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Here we go. Here's a position you can put yourself in. Nothing can stop you. Matthew 22:37-40. Put you in the position. Jesus said to them, thou shalt not love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Right? Go to the next verse. This is the first and great commandment. Keep going. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All right? Verse 40. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophet. Isn't that something?
Yes,
the law and the prophet hanging on those two laws of love. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Psalm 105, verse 37. Hallelujah. He brought them forth also with silver and gold.
Yes.
Look at this. We're talking about millions of people. Look what it said. And there was not one feeble point among their tribe.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And then a beloved scripture we all know, But we have to apply it tonight. And I know you all can quote it, but I want you to turn to it or look at it with me. In John 3:16. Because it put emphasis on what the Lord is showing us tonight. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're talking about what produced everlasting life can produce healing and health in my body.
Yes, sir.
Same power.
Same power.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I already told you, love is the key to supernatural health, right?
Yes, sir.
You write it down. Love is the key to supernatural health. And I think this letter was all divinely planned. It laid it out of error and correction.
Yes, sir.
Error and correction. You got to be willing to make correction.
Yes, sir.
When conviction comes,
right,
flow with it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So, one of the main points I want to tell you, let me see. Well, write this down whatever way you want. Having a superficial identity would help because of all the false paths that have been given. Having a superficial identity would help because of all the false paths that have been given. We get stuck in physical quality, mental attitude, social role, significance of experience. There's always more. And so, write this down. We must come to the spiritual reality of health. And it's in love. Now, whether you don't know it tonight, you're pioneering. You're pace-setting. And you're pass-finding. For you cannot preach this in a denomination. They'll put you out. Because they didn't get the revelation, so man hiding you will ask you to leave. You're constantly holding revelation down by not properly being instructed in the spirit, in competition. And when a real apostolic call come, a prophetic call, you walk out of all competition. You don't have no competition. You ain't got nobody to compete with. You're doing what the Lord wants you to do. You understand that? Please don't take for granted the things that you're learning. I know you love God. But we're going to go in 1 Corinthians now, 13. I'm going to use three words to keep you healed. Love never failing. There's no given situation that Satan can give or do to stop love. Make up your mind tonight. You're going to walk in love. I know some people misuse you, but let them go. Shoot. My life too valuable for be messing around you with that foolishness. Now notice the 8th verse in 1 Corinthians 13 with me for a moment. Based on the principle, love never failing. Love never failing, but whether there be prophecy. So here we're going beyond prophecies. Love taking beyond prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Where there be prophecy, they shall fail.
Wow.
Where there be tongue, they shall cease. Where there be not knowledge, what?
Yeah.
It shall vanish away. Go to the next verse. I want you to see this. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. The next verse says, but when that which is perfect, what are you talking about?
Love.
Is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. That is powerful. Here we are tapping into health miracles, signs, and wonders operating through the miracle medicine of the God kind of love.
Yes, sir.
Miracle medicine. Galatians 5, 6. Look at that with me quick. Y'all ever heard this message before?
No, sir.
Y'all ever took some doses of love as medicine for the sickness you're dealing with?
No, sir.
It don't even sound right. Because it's in a different, it's in a different, oh, only a remnant are going to walk in it. Because you got some people too religious for revelation. But I'll be the remnant here tonight online and in here too, right?
Yes, sir.
Study and meditate it. And if the Holy Spirit tells you, throw it away, throw it away. But I know it's from God.
Yes, sir.
I know it's from places we could not get tonight. Because of tonight, we're going to get to those places.
Yes, sir.
Stop signs are going to be removed. This daughter, yeah, well, she moved some stop sign. And she let the Lord told her what she had to adjust to really walk in love. This whole letter boiled down to God was getting everything out of the way so she can walk in love. Then he can come in and heal her body. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. I told you already?
Yes, sir.
Verse 6, we there?
Yes, sir.
All right. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availed anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith was what?
Working by love.
Uh-huh. So here we're tapping into health, miracles, signs, and wonders, operating through the miracle medicine of the God kind of love. The miracle medicine of the God kind of love. Say that with me. The miracle medicine of the God kind of love. It's a supernatural medicine that no disease can oppose.
Wow.
COVID couldn't whoop love. Whatever other disease you come up with can't whoop love. But you got to make sure, make adjustments right quick. When the Holy Spirit warns you, you're off track.
Yes,
he does now because of conviction.
Yes,
see, but we sometimes justify our wrongness.
Yes,
it's time to be holy.
Yes,
it's time to come out from among them.
Yes,
preachers getting busted left and right now. Preachers. You're going to see more preachers go down in the next 4 or 5 months. I mean, you never thought they would go down. But they didn't bust it. God straightened things out now. Preachers resigning from their pastors. And I love them all. You better live right. I said, you're going to have to live right.
And not just
to preach, you're going to live right. You want this healing? You want this help? You got to live right. First Corinthians 13:13. I'll make a statement. I want you to meditate on it, all right? Your health, faith, and hope take on a new anointing tonight. Your health, faith, and anointing. So you have a health, faith, and you have a health anointing coming on you in a special way tonight. And you spell it L-O-V-E. So that's 1 Corinthians 13. Now bodies, faith, hope, charity, which means love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So he's greater than faith and greater than hope. Because the Bible said God is love.
Yes, right.
So we're talking about him now. We bypass all the principles and all the revelation and going straight to him.
Yes.
So God is my medicine.
Yes.
All right, take this principle. You're about to take your health back. What'd I say?
I'm about to take my health back.
By flowing in the prescribed medicine of God kind of love. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. You're about to take your health back. By flowing in the prescribed medicine of God kind of love. In Romans 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The second verse says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Next verse, look at it. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse 4, and patient experience, and experience hope, and verse 5. Let's read it. Read verse 5.
Hope is not shame, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It reminds me of a scripture that is so dynamic in Acts 10:38.
Yes,
how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes,
what he anointed him with?
The Holy Ghost.
What else?
And with power.
What else? He was anointed with love.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost fuel is love.
Yes.
Heaven fuel is love. Hallelujah. So you're about to take your health back. Your health and healing prayers will claim your healing right and show you how to walk in it with new power. You want me to get it again?
Yes,
sir. Connie, I need you to get this. Your health and healing prayer will claim your health right and show you how to walk in it with new power. That's what the letter did. Listen to what this woman said. She had to straighten some things out for all three diseases. She had to straighten some things. The Holy Spirit showed her all three. You're here because of this. You're here because of this. Get this right, and I can get you out. This isn't a coincidence. This is the Lord. That's why y'all send them testimony when God tell you. And said, no, just tell me. No, you need to. But this is the Lord. Your health and healing prayer will claim. Look in Psalm 51, verse 10 through 12. Your health and healing prayer will claim your health rights and show you how to walk in it with new power. Psalm 51, 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. See that? Look at the next verse. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then what do you say in the 12th verse? I sense right now, all over the world, people are being set free. When you gonna take love as a medicine for your health, and then you're going to correct the stages whereby you've been justified.
Yes, sir.
May conviction come,
yes,
that we all can walk in our health.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. Only a few more minutes. I just recorded Acts 10:38, didn't I? And, but I got it down here as a principle. Here's a powerful revelation of your new help that is coming by this fresh apostolic revelation of your heart being operated on spiritually by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can do it for you. You got to do it yourself. This is the most excellent way of help and to your help. In 1 Corinthians 12, 28 through 31. I'm going to give you another principle, then I'm going to give you a prophecy that the Lord gave me, and we'll sell it. First Corinthians 12, 28. And God said some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophet, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, the gifts of healing, helps, government, divers kind of tongues. Go to the next one. All apostles, all prophets, all teachers, all workers of miracles. Go ahead. Having all the gift of healing, have all the gifts of healing. Do all speak with tongue. Do all interpret. Give me that 31st verse. But covet honestly the best gift.
Yes,
and yet show unto you a more excellent way. Tonight, the excellent way is love.
Yes,
that's get that girl, got that garbage out of her life.
Yes, sir.
You get that garbage out of your life.
Yes, sir.
I said, get that garbage out of your life.
Yes, sir.
Drop that old thing when that person done you wrong.
Yes.
It's just a weight on you.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
I believe we're being led into a new realm of help. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Through the love of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I believe we're being led into a new realm of help through the love of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now, these prophetic words was given me. I'll give them to you to place on your life after sharing this with you. All shackles of sickness and diseases will meet with the full power of God tonight. Yokes and burden are about to be removed by the divine functioning of the Holy Ghost in his highest power, which is love, his highest power. Supreme wisdom cometh to the remnant of God's children who are ready to use their faith in higher dimensions in a construction of help coming from the Spirit. Build him the soul, releasing the body. Soul being released, your spirit being released, your body being released. And then the last part of that prophecy says, and I want, hallelujah. Health transfers will take place tonight. I want to make it more personal. Health transfer will take place in my body tonight. Let me make an anointed statement. The health fight is over. Once you find out the man vein in the spirit, and I think we have tonight.
Yes.
That man van is love.
Yes.
Bible said faith wakened by love.
Yes.
See, faith wakened by love. So if now tonight we've been aiming by faith in prayer, but the Lord has revealed to us we have to put the medicine of love in it.
Yes.
How many on the sound of my voice know at some time you've been tricked? Somebody said something, somebody did something. You knew you was next in line, somebody walked in front of you. I know you say, oh, that's all right. No, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I don't know what you said. Because I know we're all human, you see. But I want you to grace yourself with love medicine. Just use it. Just make your confession. Go over these notes. We got an example of this letter to this child. She turned. See, oh God, help me. You have to learn how to say no to everybody. Don't just give your organs away as if they wasn't supposed to be there. Don't go get no operation for something you can do yourself. Sometimes it may be necessary, life and death may be necessary. But have the wisdom of God. Now, undoubtedly, this child was listening to me. And saved, or I guess she saved her kidney, whatever, she saved something. She wouldn't let him take it out. And it healed. Now, the problem with us is we go back in the past. If you made some mistake, we're not talking about that. That's over. I'm talking about protecting you now. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not fussing at you. I'm trying to fill you with wisdom of how to trust the Holy Ghost. Then we have to make decisions sometime for our loved one. They may come to us. They know you're going to a good church. They might come ask you a question on the slide. They don't want to ask it outright, you know, because they ask you on the slide. What would you do? I mean, I just, you know. But that's all right. That's why he building us. That's why he trained us. So let's lift your hand and give God some glory that your health have moved into a new dimension. You go ahead and talk with him. Tell him thank you for it. Thank you for my sister who got delivered by listening to God's word. No, y'all ain't gonna stop now, so just wait and keep talking. This is too powerful not to recognize that there's no healing or help impossible. The Bible says love never fails. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May you get your healing tonight online. Lift your hand. I see some of y'all ain't got your hand up online. Get your healing tonight. Let love manifest. Say that. Let love manifest in my body right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for training us in love, supernatural medicine for my health. Hallelujah. I thought that was a good one. I thought it was a good one. Come on, Jim. I thought when he gave it to me, I said, Lord, medicine. I mean, I've been 50 years, I never heard that. I said, I've been to some of the biggest conventions in the world. He said, I want you to teach it. I said, all right, yes, sir. Yes, sir, pass it on. Yes, sir. Got to do it. I know I'm led by the Holy Ghost to pray over you because of your faithfulness out here on Wednesday night. You're online and you're here because you're here. I'm led to pray for the Lord to release what you're believing for. Whatever you may be believing for, I'm going to come in agreement with you and that the Lord may release it in your life. I know you have some private things, some personal things that you're standing for. But I just was inspired by the Holy Ghost to release my anointing with you tonight. Because you come out here on a Wednesday night, some people don't have no respect. Online, how many had online now, son? How many the last thing you saw? 904, and you are here. So it's amazing what's going to happen.
Yes,
sir. See, I don't. I'm not careless with my anointing. Mm-hmm. I don't just dump and do something.
Yes, sir.
But somebody believing for something, they're about to get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because it's not kapotele inshka. It's nothing that I ever believed for didn't get. Even sometimes I just think about it and it shows up. But that's by clean living, keeping God first, spending a lot of time with Him. All right? So now, you have no idea how much time I'm about to release on you, spiritual time that I'm about to release on you because of your faithfulness. But I believe the Lord wants you to have it. I believe God wants you to have the desire of your heart. And so just lift your hand up. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by divine inspiration and revelation, you inspired me to pray this prayer with these faithful people that come out on a Wednesday night, faithful, and they're here, the men of dress, they're here, they're paying attention to what I'm trying to train them to. Now, Lord, release what they're believing for. I don't care how long it's been held back, but we release the anointing to cause those things to come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Write me about it. It's going to happen. I mean, some things you've been believing for a long time. And that spirit of war, oh my! That spirit of war is so powerful. You know, I've seen... We're in an impossible scenario here. We're all over the world. I tell you about, we sit on these 600 acres of land. God just brought it here to the ministry. It's so powerful. So He just give an experience. You cannot preach revelation without experience. You got to have the experience. You got to have the anointing. And you got to have proof. You can't be telling me what. Well, God gonna do it. Why ain't it nothing for you?
Come on.
Yeah. And so expect it now.
Yes,
the desire of your heart.
Yes,
expect it. And nothing too big for God.
Right.
Nothing too hard for God. Nothing cost too much. You understand what we're doing here?
Yes.
So you got your help.
Yes, sir.
See, you gotta take it right now.
Yes.
You can't take it by the symptom. You take your health right now and say, Lord, thank you that I'm walking in hell all the days of my life.
Praise God. You dismissed.